And so I had to let go of the Walton sometimes, you know, and get in the Word and see what he have provided for me and how do I get what he have provided for me, you know. And the Word tells us that you can have what you say. So first, one thing, we got to learn how to talk. And I was reading in Glory and Kenneth Copeland's book, and it said, talk like God. And so, you know, and it said, for your best interest, it's best to talk like God. So a lot of times people will say one thing and then they back up and retract that. So we got to hold fast to have a confession of faith. So we have to put our pen in that pen in our Star 98 and our pen number is in the Bible. It's the Bible. That's what we get. That's what we can find out about our benefits. This is our roadmap to what God has for us and has prepared for us. So we need to, we have to do that. And then we go, he go on and we know he cares for us because he said in the 37th chapter of Proverbs, I believe, I don't know the 5th or 6th verse, it said, delight, if you delight yourself in me, he said, I'll give you the desires of your heart. Now we got to realize the desires is in his will. We ain't going out to design, I want your car, you know. As a lady told me years ago, she come in there and she had, I don't know if she had applied, but she told me, she said, I sure wish I had your job. She didn't say she wish she had was working there. She wanted my job, that's what she said. So we don't go out doing stuff like that. You know, it's what's in, we read the word, God want to take care of us, he want us to have the best. But he don't want us covering somebody else's stuff, you know. Amen. And so he said in 3 John, the 1st chapter and the 2nd verse, he said, beloved, I wish above all that thou may prosper and be in health, even if thy soul prosper. So he's telling us all the time. He wants us to have the best. He wants us to prosper. He wants us to walk in divine health. And so, but we got to pick up, we got to put our pen in, you know. We may have press Star 98. We can't just let the TV or whatever's taking up our time. We got to give God some time, you know, to find out the benefits that he have. And then the benefit, we just want him chasing us down, you know, in the name of Jesus. But anyway, when we confess and believe, in Mark 11 tells us, well, Matthew 6, the 6:33 tells us to do, but first, seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all the other things will be added unto us. All the things God have in plan for us, you know. It'll be added unto. It said, but seek ye first. Now that's a good but. Some of these buts we use are not too good, you know. That's a good one. In Mark 11:22, he tells us, he start off, have faith in God. We got to have faith in God. And then when we have faith in God, you know, we got to have patience along with it. Because a lot of us, we want the microwave style. We want a quick fix, you know. We don't want to wait. If it don't happen right then when we pray, it's not working. Well, I don't guess the Lord want me to have this, you know. And but God want the best for us. Ramon had been on dialysis for 2 years this past January. And so he was saying, well, after the first year, Mom, I just thought I would be off of dialysis. I said, Ramon, we just holding fast to your confession of faith that you this is just temporary. This is not a parking place for life. We said, I said, you just keep trusting God, holding on to your profession of faith, and don't be wavering and talking negative. He said, oh, Mama, you hit me then. Because I be talking about, I'm so tired of this. I said, see, you got the whole fast. Thank God for dialysis right now, because that's where you are. I said, but this is not my where I'm going to be. I'm not going to go here the rest of my life because I'm the healing, not the sick. I'm the blessing, not the curse. You know, I said, so you hold fast to your confession of faith. That, thank you, Lord. My kidneys function, you know. And I'm going to tell y'all something. How, well, you know the devil, how conniving he is. Ramon is very smart. And Ramon can, they can be advertising something on TV in this CPAD. He got it and they got a thing that you cleanse it. You can use to cleanse it. So he asked me to order it for him. And you know, while I'm looking for a pen to write it down, Ramon got the number. You know, when they call 1-800, blah, blah. And he remembered. I mean, you can ask him the next day, he remembered. And so Saturday, we every Saturday we do confession. I call him or he'll call me around 9 o'clock. And I read to him, and then we do our confession, and then we pray. So I had him confessing one, you know, and I mean, he could not, he said, body, I speak the word of faith to you, and I demand that every internal organ perform a perfect work. That's how far we went, you know. And I say that, Ramon, he'll say, body, I demand that you perform a perfect work. See, he skipped faith. And I said, see, the devil don't want you to get that. I mean, we went over, and I said, you got it, son. He said, Mama, I just can't. I said, don't say it. You can't. You got it. I said, just, we going to keep on. I said, because Ramon, you know how you memorize things. I said, you got it. I said, so we going to keep saying. But see, he didn't want him to say, you know, I speak, you know, the word of faith. He didn't want to use faith, because you got to have faith to receive from God. You know, says it's impossible to please him without faith. And the devil just didn't want him to get it. But I tell you, when he get a hold of it, oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Mark 11, and I said 22, and it tells us to have faith in God. Then it goes on to tell us that we can speak to the mountain. And we believe when we pray, and it will be thrown into the river. Now, you know, the word tells us to speak to the mountain and not talk about it. Most times, a lot of us talk about it, you know. Oh, we just talking about it instead of speaking to that mountain and telling it where to go, you know. This mountain, it's not supposed to be in my life, you know. I'm delivered from that. But so many times, we ain't got there yet. That's when a lot of time we don't see the manifestation of God, because we're talking about our mountain instead of speaking to the mountain. And God, after, you know, we get in the family, he want us to, we connected to the vine, and he said that vine that produced no fruits, then it purges it, and then cuts some off and throw it into the fire, but he want us to produce good, and those that are good, he purges it, prunes it, and said, so then he fixing us for the work he want us to do, but we got to get in the way. Like Pastor Nim tell us so many times, get in the way. You know, you got something to do. Just get in the way and start doing it. You know, do what you know you're called to do. So we have to make ourselves available. And we can't do it again. You know, we spend too much time in the worldly stuff and our things that we like so much instead of the word of God. So we have to put ourselves in the way. And we also know that he want to provide for us, Ephesians, the 3rd chapter and the 20th verse. Said, now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundance above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now that power worketh in us. I got to have faith for that power to work. Then I got to let patience come in there to let me stand on that word till it's manifested. He said he can do exceedingly abundance above all that we ask or think. You know, I can think big. I can ask a lot.